The field has emerged remarkably quickly in the past 12 months in terms of what we know about trying to predict response to EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors. We've seen a remarkable number of studies which have been very consistent in demonstrating that response, particularly dramatic response to Tarceva and Iressa, are seen in patients who have mutations in the tyrosine kinase domain of the EGFR gene. And those mutations tend to cluster in exon 19, as deletions are point mutations in exon 21. However, what's been also seen over the past 12 months is that when one has tried to look at retrospective subsets from large randomized trials, such as BR21 from Canada, one has not been able to associate survival in this setting with patients who have mutations. And rather, what looks more important in the BR21 subset is gene copy number and immunohistochemistry. The way I've come to think about it is that gene copy number and immunohistochemistry are very important measures and probably reflect tumors which have a certain degree of dependence upon the epidermal growth factor for their malignancy. And that if one treats with Tarceva, one can see modest survival benefits in patients who have increased gene copy number or who have positive staining by immunohistochemistry. I think immunohistochemistry is probably the least sure in terms of the least clear at this point, because there are a number of studies that have suggested that immunohistochemistry isn't a reliable indicator of outcome and response. So what I think will happen as we go forward is that mutations will definitely identify patients who will have dramatic benefit from Tarceva. Very nice shrinkage, beautiful outcomes in terms of symptomatic benefit from drug. But they're going to be a very small percentage of patients, 10-12% in the U.S. Now, in Asia, it won't be small. Asia will continue to be 20-30% of patients will have mutations. But the gene copy number, either with or without immunoperoxidase staining, will probably identify those patients where Tarceva should be used preferentially to chemotherapy, possibly in second or third line, whereas maybe in mutation-positive patients, you would use the drug in first line.
Do you see this having practical clinical utility to an oncologist in practice right now?